Thank you, President. Allow me at the outset to congratulate you on assuming the presidency of this conference and to assure you of my delegation's full support. I thank you for convening this meeting and for dedicating it to discuss Agenda Item 1 on nuclear disarmament. Our thanks are extended to the distinguished panelists for their contributions to this discussion. My delegation associates itself with the statement of the G21 on nuclear disarmament that was delivered by the delegation of Iraq. Please allow me to start with a few general comments on the work of the conference. According to the rules of procedure of the conference, at the beginning of its annual session, priority should always be given to the adoption by consensus of a balanced and comprehensive program of work that starts multilateral disarmament negotiations. Unfortunately, this practice has been futile in the past years. The reason behind this failure is the lack of political will by a limited number of member states. Due to this stalemate, the conference had to improvise and find new ways to continue working under these artificial impediments. Proposals have been made to create working groups and subsidiary bodies, but agreeing on the modalities to create those interim structures were hindered due to the same reason I outlined above. All of this has led to an even more diluted arrangement to conduct our work, which allows us merely to exchange views on the agenda items of the conference. This arrangement cannot and will not lead to any progress in the work of the conference. It can at best contribute to restoring confidence between delegations if properly utilized. The linchpin of the work of this conference is its permanent agenda, as these well-articulated and consensually agreed-upon items form the backbone of this conference, and any attempt to take the conference further away from them or to promote controversial concepts and topics at the expense of this agenda will be strongly rejected by the majority of member states and will only further erode the credibility of the CD and decrease the level of trust among its members. Now I will make a few remarks on the topic under consideration today. Nuclear disarmament remains a top priority for Egypt on its disarmament agenda. Egypt, together with other non-nuclear weapon states, has consistently pursued the advancement of global efforts to achieve nuclear disarmament within the framework of the NPT and in other forums, and has been calling for the full implementation of Article 6 of the NPT to ensure the realization of the total and irreversible elimination of nuclear weapons in a transparent and verifiable manner. Unfortunately, to date, nuclear weapons continue to exist in staggering numbers, with an increasing role in military and security policies and doctrines of nuclear weapon states. Regrettably, nuclear weapon states have placed the concept of nuclear deterrence above the objective and purpose of the NPT for over five decades, disregarding their commitments under Article 6 and the unequivocal undertaking towards the total elimination of the nuclear weapons. Our priority is to negotiate in the CD in a universal, non-discriminatory, internationally and effectively verifiable comprehensive nuclear weapons convention, establishing a world free from nuclear weapons within an agreed time frame. Egypt appreciates all efforts to advance the issue of nuclear disarmament verification as an important pillar that could contribute to achieving the goal of ridding the world of nuclear weapons. However, we believe that there is a wealth of knowledge and expertise available through decades of safeguards and verification undertaken within the framework of the International Atomic Energy Agency and other prominent bilateral agreements and unilateral experiences. The historic experiences of South Africa and the ex-Soviet Union republics and several unilateral and bilateral arrangements under the NPT and START Treaty prove beyond doubt that verifiable nuclear disarmament can be conducted and achieved without further treaties or multilateral agreed arrangements on nuclear disarmament verification. Egypt fully supports efforts that aim at strengthening the capabilities and knowledge of the international community on the technical aspects of verifiable and irreversible nuclear disarmament. Nevertheless, those efforts should focus on providing guidance on the possible pace at which the dismantlement of nuclear arsenals can occur once a political decision is taken by a nuclear weapon state, and the time frame that is needed for the fissile material previously used for weaponization purposes to be either eliminated or placed under international safeguards. The modalities for nuclear disarmament verification should place more emphasis on placing the fissile material under safeguards as opposed to overseeing the actual process of dismantling the warheads that contain such material. To conclude, Egypt believes that while further work on nuclear disarmament verification is important and useful, it should not be at the expense of the level of commitment to the Non-Proliferation Treaty and the objective of nuclear disarmament itself, by adding further artificial impediments to the implementation of the relevant obligations and commitment. I thank you, Mr. President.